Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Monday, we will react to the Bears-Packers game. I'm actually really looking forward to the game. I know that Spiegs has some trepidation. He is not here to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I get that, but I'm kind of excited. I want to see what happens. If the Bears defense can get home with the four, and do they make his life harder? Because if that is not a guarantee that you're going to win, but it's the best opportunity that you have to win. The afternoon show is Parkins and Spiegel. It's a completely different show from Spiegel and Parkins. They will be taking you the rest of the way up to Bulls basketball tonight. And the Bulls take on the Pistons. Hello, boys.
What up, Lawrence? Spiegs, how are you?
Oh, I'm delightful. And my trepidation, my banana in the tailpipe fears are just because I feel like I've put my mouth and nose directly up to the Packers tailpipe for lo these many decades and inhaled just noxious Rodgers and Favre fumes that just don't seem to go anywhere.
Yeah, they're good. And
yeah.
They've historically just been more talented and better coached,
yeah,
and better quarterbacked and better run. And
22-5 against the Bears.
Yeah, the whole thing. And they don't have Bakhtiari back, but two offensive linemen have returned to practice for them, at least of the limited variety. Jake Myers and Elgton Jenkins. Jenkins was a Pro Bowler last year, so while you will not face Bakhtiari, you could face the best protection that Aaron Rodgers has faced at this point this season.
You know, aside from Justin Fields dreaming, which we all do, of course, this is a weekend when we could find out for sure whether this Bears defense is awesome or
yes,
not. Right? Like a confirmation of full-on defensive excellence as led by a creative Vic Fangio disciple taking it next level. That might be what we have here. I love that Akeem Hicks was back out there today. He's questionable. I bet that means he goes. Khalil Mack wasn't there. He's questionable. I bet that means he goes.
Yeah.
Right?
Mack's playing.
You know, like, Desai, I'm really close to declaring my full-on adoration for one Sean Desai.
Nice.
I'm getting
That. That didn't take long.
No.
That took five games.
Well, but my mind was open to the possibilities. I mean, you just said it, Lawrence, getting there with four. That's a Vic Fangio staple from forever, from his days with Jim Mora, from, you know, and his days in New Orleans, just everywhere.
Their blitz rate is fourth lowest in the NFL.
Because they're gaming like crazy. He's not just depending on Mack and Hicks to beat their men, like I thought Pagano did last year, way too much.
And he's not just leaving them on opposite bookends, like he's teaming them up.
Right.
He's using stunts and twists.
Yes.
Doug.
But I also will say, I mean, come on, but Robert Quinn playing like a double-digit sack guy and beating his man.
Absolutely.
And you know what I mean? Like, that is a...
It's a big deal.
And that is not Sean Desai.
No, but
where's
he putting him?
What?
Where's he putting him? A lot of times, Quinn and Mack are right next to each other, running games together.
Sometimes, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, he was so bad last year, and they paid him so much that, like, he ate up a lot of their resources that they could allocate to that sort of thing. So like him leading, living up to the pass rush is, and his paycheck is just such a big thing. And I'm not, it's not to minimize Sean Desai, but in terms of like player performance, their big time players are performing. Like Jalen Johnson, second round pick, balling out. Khalil Mack was the highest paid defensive player in football, balling out.
Roquan Smith playing like a top 15 middle linebacker.
Yeah, first round pick, balling out. Yep. Robert Quinn, 8-figure defensive player, balling out. The only guy who's not playing up to his contract on defense is Eddie Jackson. It's the only one.
It's true.
And they've gotten, I think, outside of the first game, I think their safety play has been pretty good. Whether it's been Gibson, who I think has played really well, Deion Bush has come in and done some very valuable things. And last week you had Houston Carson come in, and they've got a nice rotation of guys. It just, you just wish that the top guy, the highly paid guy,
yeah,
would play to it. And I think that there are some chances for that. Maybe not this game, but if the pressure continues to go the way that it's going, there's going to be opportunities.
Yes, there will. Remember last year against the Packers, what in the last game, three different people dropped interceptions against Aaron Rodgers. Sometimes the plays are there to be made, and they weren't making them last year. I think Deion Bush and DeAndre Houston Carson playing as much as they are and tackling as well as they are is a big deal.
I agree.
Because Eddie doesn't. So they need those other guys.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Anybody can tackle.
And by the way, like, that is not to minimize and say that Sean Desai is not also doing a good job. He just has a lot of players who are balling out at premium positions right now.
Well, when I think of the four defensive ends of that Giants front, when it was Justin Tucker,
OCU Manyora, Strahan,
and who? And JPP.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's a good team.
It's ridiculous when you think back on that.
That was a good team.
Right? The NASCAR look.
But they still ran all kinds of games and stunts with those guys. You know, it's like yes, they're good, but I just like how much Desai is gaming and scheming because it makes the talent look better and it protects the bad guys like Vildor and Shelley. So we'll see. But a good performance this week out of this defense against Aaron Rodgers.
You're all in?
I might be all in on Sean Desai.
I respect it, man.
I like that.
Yeah, it's I just like what's in front of them. I like that there's optimism. I like that there's buzz. And when you see a schedule come out and it looks brutal and you think your team sucks, it's horrifying. But like, if you think your team might be good and a tough schedule comes out, it's kind of fun because every week is like measuring stick and can you beat it, right? Like the Chiefs coming off back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, their schedule comes out. No Chiefs fan was scared to see Bills, Browns, Ravens, Chargers as for their first
five. Lamar's dad.
Right, exactly.
That's what the people say.
Now they're 2-3 and they're struggling. But like, you know what I mean? That's the difference between the expectations. Bears' daunting schedule came out and it was, oh God, we're gonna get killed.
Well, this stretch, like right here, where the last three games where you're on the road at Raiders and then you come home for Packers and then you go on the road to take on the
champs.
Goat. Right.
Yeah.
That seems awful. The fact that you've already got one win is great. And we know that there were some circumstances that may have led to them getting that one win, but fine. Now you have another test in a game that matters. And that's the cool stuff. I'm always here for the money on the table games. And this is one of them. You get an opportunity to be like, hey, what happens when you have a chance to play for first place? How do you react? How do they react? Because when I look at what Green Bay has done offensively over the first 5 weeks, it's still Aaron Rodgers, but I'm not as impressed as I usually am with what it is that they do. That could all change on Sunday at noon. It really could, but wouldn't it be awesome if it didn't? Wouldn't it be awesome if the Bears were able to play with them? And I don't mean just this particular game, but figure out, man, we might be able to roll with it. So I hope that they don't play it too safe. I imagine they're going to offensively, that they're going to try and play ball control. You've got a lot of injuries. You're just trying to maybe make it out. I don't want them to play not to lose. I want them to go for it and make sure that there are at least two or three shot plays for Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Put some pressure on them because I don't think that you're going to win a 13-10 game against them.
Well, that's more what the Bears'
formula
is.
I think that's what they want.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you're going to be able to do it because I think eventually that guy will wear out your defense. And if your defense gives up 20 points, you should take that as a victory.
Oh, hell yes. Absolutely. 20 would be great.
All right, my football friends.
I would love that.
You ready for a little pop quiz? I need the 11 coaches, and we'll call it 10 because Brandon Staley is one of them. So the 10 coaches with a winning percentage over 600 that are active in the NFL.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is indeed one of them, 240
Bill
and 148.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick is two.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll does not have a winning percentage.
Mike Tomlin.
Over.
Is there a qualifying number, or does it matter?
No.
If Brandon Staley's one of them, there must not be,
yeah,
right?
No.
Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan is a no.
Really?
On this. He's still down at 458.
Okay.
So you said Tomlin was a yes.
Tomlin's got to be a yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel just below 600 at 596.
Wait, so 600. Let me think about this real quick because the Bears have won 3 of 5 this year, so that's 600, and then they won 12 and then 500.
LaFleur.
No.
So, yeah, Nagy's just under.
Nagy is just under at 564. Matt LaFleur has the best winning percentage of anybody in the NFL.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
That's why I was thinking. 32-9 for Matt LaFleur for a 780 win percentage. Ahead of Bill Belichick, ahead of Sean McVay, ahead of Kevin Stefanski, then Mike Tomlin. You guys didn't mention
Is Kingsbury on there?
No.
He's probably like a little bit over 500.
He's 18-18-1. Even with 5-0, he was under. Sean Payton, John Harbaugh, Bruce Arians, Andy Reid, and the last one right at 601. Off to a hot start this year, Danny boy.
Yo, Mike McCarthy.
Nick Sirianni.
145-96-2 for Mike McCarthy for a winning percentage of 601.
Yeah, and you know what the story is in Dallas right now?
The defense?
No, their offense has been amazing. It's what the hell happens if they fire, if Kellen Moore gets a head coaching job? Does everything fall apart? Because their offensive coordinator calls the plays, and everyone down there is like, oh, God, should we fire Mike McCarthy to hire Kellen Moore?
Yeah.
That's a thing, huh?
So we don't lose. Yeah. Yeah, because they know.
Because they know McCarthy is playing a shell game.
Yeah, he's a con artist.
He's doing the red line shimmy, or what did you call it? The Wrigley Field shimmy?
The Wrigley Field shimmy. Yeah, I got conned. Yeah. Out of $80 on the red line.
Mike McCarthy's been doing that to you your whole life.
Find the queen, if you know what I mean.
That guy got me, Lawrence. I mean,
that guy get you.
I was 20.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, but I mean, it was still bad. It was still bad. But he got me.
Did he get off at the next stop?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I've told the story before. I was like, Lawrence, the first two guys won the game. They happened to be his buddies. They got out at the same stop, but they got in at different doors. That's how they get you.
Is that the worst time you've been had like that?
Oh, I mean... I defaulted on a student loan. That
escalated
quickly.
That's a big scam.
Yeah. So there's plenty of things.
I told you about the time I needed the tire at the gas station. I'm trying to change a tire, and a guy comes up to me and says, oh, yeah, that's not going to work. Your spare's not going to work. You need a new one. I got a new one right over here, right around the corner. I got exactly what you need, $20. I'm like, you know what? That sounds great. Here you go. Here's $20. And then I turn around, and he's running down the street.
It's just unbelievable. So you didn't have a tire? Two people that I've worked with the most, you and my man Carrington in Kansas City, both have been scammed out of used tires. He bought used tires when he got a flat, and he's like, I got a tire guy. I'm like,
No, you don't have a tire guy.
And he's like, no, I got a tire guy. And he was trying to drive back from Lawrence, Kansas, and he got stranded on the highway because it was just like, black tape over a hole in some tires.
Oh, God.
Had to go pick his ass up. Tire guy. Just like, oh, it was 4 tires for $85. I'm like, yeah, you don't have a tire guy. You just don't have $85 anymore. But what about you? You ever been scammed, Lawrence?
I don't think so.
Come on.
I'm not saying that because like I'm special. I just don't think that I can't remember like being, let's put it this way, like scammed on the street. Like we're all being scammed in myriad ways.
Oh, yeah. But you mean the IRS? Yes.
Yeah. No, I included student loans.
You did.
So it's, oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I mean, big scam, little scam. We've all been scammed. But
I can't think of anything that would be as entertaining as being stuck in the middle of Kansas because I bought 4 tires and I have a tire guy.
I was so pissed. Hey, man, you got to come pick me up. You were right about the tires. You can.
I don't have a tire.
Yeah. You could tell me about how right you were when you get here. But yo, bro, I need a ride. I'm like, dude, I hate you so much.
How long was the ride?
30 minutes.
All right, okay. All right, that's not terrible.
No, Lawrence is like 45 minutes outside of KC. Okay, maybe 50 minutes. Yeah.
I was thinking that he was like way.
No. Like where my wife's family's from. Man. No. I got to be sleeping with you to go to the middle of Kansas.
But those people that do those things for you, was it the middle of the night? Is that when it was?
It was like after a game. It was like 10 o'clock. Something like that. It was not terrible. I was awake. He messed up. He knows he messed up.
Sure.
But I mad.
It's those coworkers that do that for you. When I was DJing at XRT on Friday nights between midnight and 5 a.m. and at 3 in the morning, I went and played Rosalita 7 minutes and 2 seconds, and I was still smoking at the time, so I went out the back door thinking I'm going to go have a cigarette, and I realized that I had not brought my keys with me. So it's like Rosalita just starts, and I'm standing in the back parking lot, and there is nobody anywhere.
Middle of the night.
No. I walked down to, like, the fire station. I asked them, I'm like, we can't break into your work building.
Sir.
That's not something we can do, sir.
Yeah, not a reasonable request.
I call Marty Leonards, call XRT DJ Supreme Marty Leonards, and I tell him my tale of woe, and he's like, I am in my pajamas. I am eating cereal, but I will come do this for you.
Wow.
And he put on some clothes and came and drove over and let me in.
That's a great coworker.
Right?
So he said he'd come out tonight?
What's that?
He said he'd come out tonight?
Yeah, exactly. Rosalita
music,
reference.
Music reference.
It's my guy.
Yeah,
I'm not alone. You're in the world. I can't believe it.
It's impressive.
I didn't know what to do with it. But but I owe Marty forever, right? And I see Marty, and
that's
there's
a big
just,
favor.
Oh, there's like just an instant warmth that I feel for the man for the rest of our lives.
Good man and thorough. Yes. Danny, when Carrington gets into the car,
yeah,
do you say anything or do you give him the look?
There were so many examples of this. He just knew. I raised that man from a pup. Like he was so green when we started working together, so young.
Did
he
you
didn't
just
know
like
anything.
Open the door and just go,
tire guy. Tire guy. Said you had a tire guy. Park. Paying all that money for your new car. I got a tire guy. I'm going to be able to ride these guys for another year or two. Yeah, sure you are. Okay, how much? $85 for a 4-pack?
For a set.
Yeah.
For a set.
Absolutely ridiculous. But, I mean, it's happened, man. We do dumb things when we're young. I bought scalp tickets to Wrigley Field thinking I was buying bleacher tickets, and the guy like kind of held his thumb over the tickets. He heavy thumbed it because it said GA, which is, you know, bleacher tickets are general admission. And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, totally. But they were SROs. So I paid like scalp summer bleacher ticket prices for just standing room only tickets. Gave the guy the $80 a ticket, like gave him $160 for the pair, and he just took off running. I'm like, oh, that's probably a bad sign. But this guy's much faster than me. And I look at the tickets, SRO. Oh, damn.
So listen, I'm not here to program your show. That's Shane's business. Have you guys done this topic and thrown it to the people and
scammed?
Asked them when they've been scammed? Because I imagine that there are some incredible stories of this.
There's got to be. I mean, there's some coming in on the text line. We can get into it. Sure. I mean, Shane loves screening calls. So
he does.
312-644-6767. Your scam stories.
Pretty
Let's
sure
go.
That's the favorite part of his job, I think.
Yeah, he's the phone guy.
The king of the phone.
Do we want to allow them to tell us how they got scammed, or are we opening the door for people who were actually doing
now
this?
That's a show.
I'm actually more interested in that guy.
I would love to hear from the scammers themselves.
Yeah. Shane, can you unlock the phones, please? We want to talk to the scammers among us.
Scammers and the scammies.
In our audience.
Does Shane strike you as the type of guy that maybe, you know, every now and again run a little scam?
Sure.
To run a scam? No.
How long have you guys been here, by the way, doing this show?
Long time.
Today?
No, like for the two of you guys. How long has this show been going on?
This iteration or Parkinson's?
This show,
Parkinson's.
February?
Okay, we've done the segment. We've taken scam calls.
Oh, yeah?
You guys have both told that story multiple times.
I know,
told my scam story of sending money via Western Union for White Sox season tickets.
I remember
we
that.
Opened up the phones and got nothing good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for showing up.
My bad,
Happy
Shane.
Friday.
This is
not
on
your
me.
Fault, Lawrence.
This is on me. I not offered it up as an opportunity and a topic. And by the way, it's not like you could go back to the topic.
Oh, no. Once you've done it, it's dead forever.
But we're not going to do it on a Bears Friday.
That's
we're
true.
That's
right.
A good point.
Yeah, that's
fair.
Yeah,
that's good leadership right there.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Plus, I got all kinds of baseball anger, too, that needs to be discussed. And it's a Sky Town. We've established that on a Friday.
We got Olin Krutz at 3 o'clock. We've got Bart Winkler at 4:40.
My favorite mailman.
Yeah, we Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel.
That's right.
We've already made Shane Shangri today, uh-huh. So that's exciting.
That didn't take long.
No, I mean.
We got to see if we can find Johnny Joe Base Runner to officially welcome him on to Tony La Russa's coaching staff.
I mean, Isn't it Joe McEwing, though?
I guess that is him.
I mean, what he did for Tony La Russa?
I hate calling out assistant coaches by name, but, you know.
I'm just saying that, like, legitimately, wasn't he Johnny
him.
Joe base runner?
It was
Johnny,
well, or Daryl Boston was a pretty good base runner, too. He's Daryl Joe base runner. Daryl Bow base runner.
That actually works better.
I know.
That's a good alliteration right there.
Thank you very much.
Daryl Bow base runner.
Long-time talker guy.
And I don't mean to brag. I'm not one to brag. We all know that.
Yes, you are.
Charlotte J has been tracking this speaks.
Yeah.
Assuming you and I both work Monday's show.
Uh-huh.
That will be, count 'em, 20 consecutive shows.
Wow. Sure you want to throw that out there before you get through the weekend?
I'm just saying, knock on wood if you're with me.
It makes sense because my annoyance level with you was really high a couple of days ago. That's probably why.
Yeah.
You know, it was just we've been doing this a long time together.
And you guys travel together, so that adds extra stress.
It was exponential. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been trying to
He brought his wife to Vegas. I mean, I was annoyed. There was a lot of tension.
I got a couple friendships that are on the line on a possible road trip for the Thanksgiving game in Detroit. And I'm like, man, this could be damaging. This could be damaging if we
do
this.
The car is, yeah.
It's an amplifier.
It is an amplifier. Mm. It's an accelerator.
But I feel like maybe the drive to Detroit is short enough that
you have the same taste in music?
Similar enough that everyone can be happy with the music.
You know what? Arm yourself with music and a serialized podcast. May I recommend The Run from Odyssey in Major League Baseball?
You know what?
The Cubs 2016 World Series.
That's quite enough.
You know what? Me and Roy Wood Jr. were making magic over there. Some fun. Sessions keep on coming.
See you. All right, Lawrence. Lawrence is leaving. Have a good weekend. It's Bears Friday. The opportunity in front of the Bears and Justin Fields specifically excites me. It's next on The Score. Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.